I got one. You could go. Oh,
Hey,
hi. I didn't see you
hi.
there.
It's Rachel and Eddie, and this is my so-called mess. Welcome, Eddie. What's up? How are you? What's going on?
I'm good.
What's the 411?
My hip kind of hurts.
Your what hurts?
My hip. Yeah, I feel my hip. Like, I feel like I've been running too much.
Is that gonna affect your marathon, half marathon?
It really hasn't affected my running as much as it's affecting my sleep. Like I'm a side sleeper. I think I've been going side sleeper for 5 years now.
Oh, you weren't
So
before that?
I'm committed. What's that?
You used to not be a side sleeper?
No, I think I used to be a back sleeper, and I don't know if I was ever a stomach sleeper. That sounds insane.
Yeah, I think
But
I was for like a half stomach sometimes. Like I'm a stomach side sometimes or a back side. I get all twisted. Sometimes I'm like, I have the bed to myself most of the time. So sometimes I sleep on one side, sometimes I sleep in the middle, sometimes I sleep diagonal. Sometimes I sleep in the, like a bed has a head and a foot and then sides. In case you don't know what a bed looks like, I sometimes sleep side to side on the bed, like my head is on one side, my feet are on the other. Does that make sense? Instead of head to foot, I go wild. Did I lose you? Hang on one moment, y'all. All right. So you muted yourself. My so did you
yeah,
yeah,
yep.
'cause your thing thought you were driving?
I went into tap to speak mode.
Yeah, what is that all about? I don't understand it.
I'm not sure, but the phone gods know better than we do.
That's true. I guess, we're busy driving. We have to pay attention when we're, maybe that's what it was. You were moving too much. You had to
Yeah.
focus. I'm just kidding.
Now, I
You?
do have a pretty funny story about phones. Last Friday, I was doing a lot of like setup for a school festival that we had, and we're running around all day, kind of driving around. And toward the end of the day, I had to make like a last minute stop at some place, and I was talking to somebody, like telling them what they needed to set up while I was going. And I left, and I couldn't find my phone when I got in the car, but it was like connected to Bluetooth, and it was like playing music. So I was like, "Oh, it's just in the car here, under all this shit somewhere." And I got to the place that I needed to go to, which was like probably 1.5 miles away from where I was. And I got out and I looked on the back of the truck because I couldn't find the phone. And I was like, "Okay, it's not here. It must be in the car somewhere." And then I was driving back to the school, and I like sped up around this roundabout, and the Bluetooth disconnected, and I was like, "Uh-oh." So then, I went and unloaded some stuff at the school, and then I went back looking for my phone, and there was like a police officer out there where I thought I had lost my phone, and I started looking around on the ground for my phone, but then the cop was like, "Hey, are you looking for a phone?" And I was like, "Yeah." And he was like, "I've got it right here. I just talked to your wife. So your phone like called 911 and alerted the police. Like it fell off the back of the truck and called the cops." So did you know phones could do that?
No. That's
Yeah, it
crazy.
was pretty weird. I was thinking, well, that's interesting that you found my phone. But also, like, is that kind of a waste of police officer resources that, like, they are chasing down people's iPhones for them?
I don't know, but if it called 911, it might have thought you were being kidnapped.
Yeah, it had also texted Meg that I was in a car accident.
Oh
So
my
it, like, gave my
God.
location and stuff.
Was she must have freaked out.
I think she was starting to, but I got to her before she went into full freak out mode.
Damn. That would be so scary. I'd be so scared. I once called 911 when I first got this new car that I have. It's not new anymore, but when I first got the car, I was like fucking around with the buttons, you know, like, and I called 911 and then I got scared and hung up and they call you back.
Yeah.
And then I'm embarrassed.
Yeah. What a service.
Yeah. It did. Yeah. Called 911. I don't even know what I was going to say. I had this whole list of topics in my head that I thought I wrote a note for. Like, I was like, I'm going to start keeping notes during the week because I have all these good ideas of things I want to talk about that, like, as soon as I hit record, everything goes out of my brain. I don't know where I put that note.
I used to do it in notes on my phone.
I thought I did, but I've also been saving way too many notes on my phone. Like, ooh, that's exciting. Put it in your notes. I don't even know what they are. They make no sense. It's like one word. It's or doesn't have anything. So I have to go through and...
You go back and you read it and you're like, what was I thinking?
I know. I'm like, why was this important? Yeah. Or like...
I used to do that with like jokes that I like thought I came up with.
Mm.
I'd be like, oh, this is so funny. And I'd be like, you know... writing down what I thought was the funniest joke in the world, and then I look at it the next day and I'm like, what? How did I think that this was funny?
Yeah, maybe I do have no. Yeah, I don't know, like, I had these really good topics, or in my head I did. Maybe I did. Maybe this was all a fever dream. Could be. I woke up talking about fever dreams. I woke up 2 days ago and my eye was completely swollen and red.
Oh, no.
I know. I have something like sexy dirty talk. Maybe that was it. Scribble free. Yeah, I have some weird ass shit. I just have something that says English teacher.
This is in your notes?
Yeah, just random ass shit. Yeah, don't know what any of this shit means.
Why was your eye swollen?
Time left. Like a... Why does this one says time left? Okay. Why was my eye swollen? I don't know. Honestly, don't know why my eye was swollen. It was red. I went yesterday to my favorite, one of my favorite places in Austin. One of the few places I go to, which happens to be my esthetician. But I love it there. Everyone's so friendly. And you walk in and they ask about school and how you doing. And I went to go get some, you know, face tweaks, little shots in the head. And we did not touch my eye because it was still all red. And like underneath. Oh. And I'm like, it's not pink eye because I'm always afraid. Like, I have a phobia of pink eye.
Yeah, pink eye is kind of nasty.
It is, because is it really that you get it from like... poop or farts?
Yeah, you rub some doo-doo in your eyeball.
I don't know. I think about that. Like, I used to have pink eye all the time. Do I used to fart on myself all the on my pillows and sleep all the time? I don't know. But yeah, so I have pink eye phobia. I feel like I always used to have pink eye, which now grosses me out thinking about. No, I don't know. It was all red, and she thought it might just be allergies because it's bad here. It's bad. It was like the first, like, cool-ish day, which was maybe like 80-something.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, and there was a slight breeze. I was like, ooh, beautiful. I'll open my windows. Get some fresh air in.
Could you do me a favor and turn down the green on number one?
Yes,
a little bit?
Absolutely. Is that better?
Oh, that's much better.
Okay. So I thought, I will open all my windows, get fresh air, let the air in, you know, air. And later that night, I had the worst headache. My eyes hurt. My face hurt. So it's probably allergies, but it looks gross. And I have the biggest pimple in the world on my face.
Well, that's nice to know that you can be at such an advanced age and still get pimples. I'm just
Yeah, apparently. And they're like, apparently they get bigger with age.
They get bigger with age.
My pimples age and they just grow. Yeah, I haven't had a pimple this big and this red on my face. It's not even one you can do anything with. You know those ones that are just so like red and big and they hurt?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a big like neon sign on my face. Like I still get pimples. I guess it's a good thing.
I used to get like ingrown hairs all over my face, and those would be like the biggest worst.
Yeah, I mean, I guess of all the things that could be on my face, a little pimple, well, a big ass pimple, isn't the worst of them. But no, honestly, I'm just sorry. I went back to my notes. Why did I write time left as an important text note?
I'm left.
Yeah, time left.
I don't know. Sometimes when I watch shows or movies that I'm not that into, I move to the scroll thing to see how much time is left. And then it's just like I'm watching the clock count down because I'm like, can this be over already?
Oh, like maybe I was
What a.
just, yeah, who the fuck knows? But
This is free association.
yeah, none of these make any sense. One just says vanilla.
Ooh, I like vanilla.
Just kind of funny. This is like how my head works, I guess. I think I'm gonna remember something really important if I write vanilla. Not going to. I mean, I do like, there was a phase when I was looking up vanilla perfumes.
Oh, okay.
That could be it. Like, I was going to start my list, and that's as far as I got was vanilla. I'm not very vanilla. I
Right,
mean,
and you're like, how do
flavor-wise,
you smell perfume?
I
Because
probably am.
you're like, how do you smell perfume? Fuck, I don't know.
I don't know.
Whatever,
Just write
I'll
vanilla.
write
Because is,
vanilla.
am I looking up parfum or perfume? Yeah, I don't
Oh,
know.
yeah.
Too.
I don't think I could spell it.
Yeah, although I do like the current perfume that I have, and I've gotten some compliments on it. So tomorrow is Thursday, is that correct?
Yeah, it's
Okay.
Halloween.
Oh, that's right. Happy Halloween. So on Halloween, oh, I get a trick on Halloween. It's not going to be a treat. On Halloween, I have supervision, which means for my practicum, which means me and my buddy, my supervision buddy, and my site supervisor meet for an hour. And we can go over cases and you can talk like openly about your cases because we're all together and you know, they've all signed things. So we're all HIPAA compliant, you know, and all that. So we can get advice
Yeah.
and you know, talk about what's going on, how do we handle this? This is what I'm not sure how to do, or I'm just tired, school sucks, you know, anything like that. But I have to record two videos for my supervision. And I have to send one to my professor, and the professor, it's a grade for my professor. Well, for supervision, I thought maybe we'll watch a clip, or maybe my supervisor will just watch it and give me some feedback. Oh, no. We are watching the entire session in supervision tomorrow.
Wow.
Now,
That's
my.
kind of a big deal, right?
Yes, I'm freaking the fuck out. My video is 55 minutes, so the supervision's only an hour. So my hope is like I want to come in with a whole bunch of questions about my people and my cases. Like, oh, I don't know what to do. I'm lost. So I'm trying to think of some good questions tonight. So that takes up time, but like I have to sit and watch myself, and I realize I make faces when I make faces anyway, but I make faces during sessions. And yeah. And then there's this thing about we can ask open-ended questions, but don't ask too many questions. I feel like I ask a lot of questions and I talk a lot. Shocker, I talk a lot. But yeah, but I'm freaking out. I'm so nervous. I just got a message from my supervisor. That's what I was asking about the Zoom thing. I didn't realize I had to download and send it to her. Like give her permission or whatever in my Zoom. I thought she already like had it because it's in her Zoom.
Oh.
So I just didn't. So that's why I was trying to figure that out. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. So yeah.
It's never been easier to share files. I saw my daughter doing like AirDrop from her phone to a laptop.
Yeah.
And she's 7, and I'm like, whoa, man. I remember there were years there where nobody knew how to send anything to anything. They'd just be like, I guess you put it on a USB drive.
Oh,
or
remember we had
like
to do that?
On a CD. Yeah. Yeah, it was much harder to send stuff.
Yeah. I still don't understand AirDrop. Well, I don't have an iPhone. I think I don't know if I can quick share. I guess that's the same thing. But I still don't know how to do it. Yeah. I also don't know how to, like, there are certain things I don't know how to do still. And it's my own. And, like, I never set up my Zoom where it automatically goes to a Google Drive if I save it. But there's a way to do that.
Uh-huh.
Stuff like that I still suck at.
I know. Life used to be a lot harder, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I guess that's the equivalent of saying, I used to have to walk uphill in the snow.
I know, right? I used to have to buy a USB. Remember you had to buy a USB drive? And that was like a whole big thing. They weren't cheap.
Oh, yeah. And you'd have to like turn in papers on it and stuff.
Yeah. That was crazy. Crazy times. And I never knew if I did it right. Or if you had more than one, like what if you turned in, what if you were like saving sex videos, your personal videos on one USB drive and your paper to your professor. That's what I would do. I would have turned in like, here's.
Yeah. My brother had this zip drive that he had to
use. Oh, that's right.
In college or something.
I had a zip drive.
One time, so this will bring it around. This will bring it all the way back to our budgets. I got a hold of his zip drive, and I was going to, like, save some MP3s on there or something. And it had some porn already. You know, like, my brother's porn.
Ooh.
And so that was pretty interesting. And I was in high school. I was telling my friend about it. And he misunderstood the entire conversation and thought that I had found porn of my brother. And I was like, whoa, I bet somebody did that too. Like, that would be a that would be a tough pill to swallow, right?
Yeah.
Unless your brother's hot. I'm not really sure.
Yeah, I don't know. That's weird. And also, is it weird to like get an inside look at, like, this is the kind of porn my brother watches?
Yeah, it's a little bit strange. Because, you know.
Yeah.
You might not have the same taste in porn. It could be like weird.
Yeah.
Weird stuff that you're like, you're embarrassed for. I don't know. Luckily, it was just kind of like, it looked just like amateur, run-of-the-mill porn.
It wasn't?
Like nothing, you know, nothing illegal or
gotcha
kinky or wild. It was just kind of just amateur porn, which,
you know,
maybe in his day that was
novel, like wild. What if, and then you think about it too, like everyone has their own porn thing. What if like you meet someone and their porn thing is just like, oh God, like boring porn.
Yeah, Amish porn.
Yeah, fully clothed, sex through a sheet, fully clothed. That'd be really funny.
Fully clothed, sex through a sheet. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or I wouldn't put it past him. No offense, if you're listening, brother.
That's it. We all have our things. But I mean. Some people's porn might be soaking porn.
Surfing porn?
Soaking.
Surfing.
No. No. Soak, like I'm going to go take a soak in the tub, but not that kind of soaking. You know, like the Mormon soaking.
I don't know what that is.
And these are like urban thing legends. I don't know. Or I don't even know if it's an urban legend. I believe it's true. I'm going to say it's true. I don't know if it is. I'm not Mormon. But you know how, like, Mormons aren't supposed to have premarital sex, so they find ways around it?
Oh, you know, we've talked about this before, and I had a lot of sex with a Mormon, so I don't know.
Well, were they in the Mormon church? Did they live in Utah?
No. What?
I
No, it was not in Utah.
it's the
It's Florida.
proximity. Were they very involved in the Mormon church?
I don't know the levels of
I
Mormonism,
don't either.
so.
And they might, and you know, I think a lot of Mormons do have premarital sex because a lot of Mormons get pregnant really young, or it could be from soaking. But soaking is where, yeah, where you there's penetration, but there's no movement, so someone jumps on the bed or kicks the bed from underneath to make it move.
No movement?
Yeah, so you're not like thrusting, because then that's sex.
I mean, thrusting is one of the best parts of sex, right?
Right, so that's how they get around it, is they have someone else like jump on the bed or like kick the bed from underneath so it moves, so then it makes like move. I don't know if that's true. I've
I
never.
could, I mean, that I could see that being kind of kinky. That's kind of
Right.
cool, right?
Also, I mean, but it goes back to like that whole thing, like Mormons don't drink coffee, but they, because of the caffeine, but they drink soda, a lot of soda. Okay, I'm gonna stop talking about Mormons because I can go on a whole rabbit hole. But if you haven't watched The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives,
I mean, I did watch Big Love, if that's what you're talking about.
no, this is a new reality show.
Yeah, I don't know, man. One of my kids made friends with a kid who was Mormon, and my wife went to their birthday party and was like, "Guess what? They are Mormons." Have we talked about this before? Because
No.
I'm just not mystified by Mormons at all. I think they're just kind of church-going people, like run-of-the-mill. But
What?
she was like, "Can you believe that they are Mormons? Like from Arizona?" And it's like, yeah, there's lots of Mormons. Like, why are you so impressed with Mormonism?
Because more, because it's an interesting, it's an interesting. They're interesting.
I guess so, but I guess I've known enough Mormons to just not be interested in them anymore. Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, I guess. I don't, yeah, I don't know. I just think it's.
Is that mean of me?
No.
Oh, okay, good.
No, it's just, it's, I think it's just because it's not like, it's not what, like common, as commonplace. And there are some interesting traditions and things that they, anyway, you know, it's just different. I'm fascinated by everything.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't mean to diss any Mormons who might
No,
be
I don't think you're
listening.
dissing, I don't think you're dissing Mormons. I think you're saying they're just like people. I'm saying they do some interesting, I think, yeah. There are just some interesting things. The no caffeine and then they drink shit tons of soda baffles me. The no coffee, but it's because you can't heat up your drink.
Oh. Yeah,
Because that's
I
when the doubles
imagine there's
happen.
like levels of Mormonism
Yes.
as there are levels of Judaism, you
Correct.
know.
There, yeah.
Just
If you go to the sacred temple or this, the regular temple. So, total off the subject, I voted yesterday.
Oh,
I know that
congrats.
was like a total unsegue, but was trying to stop myself from talking about Mormons too much. And my,
You're drooling.
my so I voted, and you had to, you know, press on the screen, but my screen wasn't pressing well, and it was driving me fucking crazy. Like I couldn't get the button to turn on. And it's this piece of, it's different than the, I feel like it's a different voting system than what we had in Georgia. I don't remember this long piece of paper that you put into a voting thing, and then it comes back out. There's a long piece of paper that you then submit somewhere else. I feel like in Georgia it was like a little card or something.
Yeah, it was definitely different
Okay.
in Georgia.
So
You
that
know,
it was
we
different.
have the famous Dominion voting machines.
Okay, I don't know what we have, but it's this long ass piece of paper and it wasn't pressing right. And then I realized I don't know anything about local politics. How the fuck am I supposed to vote for anything here? I don't know who these people are. Did I do my research ahead of time? Absolutely not. bad citizen, bad Austinite. But I voted for, you know, the big things. Like,
right,
to make sure our country stays, doesn't go to the Nazis. So, yeah, I voted. And you know how you get your voting sticker at the end?
Yeah.
Okay. Mine was in Spanish. It said, yo vote.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
I know. And then I left, and the nice security guard said, that was fast. And I said, it sure was. It was really nice and fast and done well. And so he started chatting with me that I went to this little library near where I lived, and it used to be like a real small voting center and in the library. And, you know, they didn't know what to expect. And this, they've had over 8,000 people so far in this one little library in Austin.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a big year for voting, for early voting especially.
Yeah, because who wants to stand in line on voting day?
Meg wants to stand in line on voting day, and I'm like, why do you want to stand in line on voting day? Like, so much could go wrong with that. But she brings up a good point that our voting precinct is the elementary school, and it's usually not as long of a line as early voting.
Oh, okay.
Because early voting is only like 5 or 6 places that you can go.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like there's like longer lines at the early voting just because there's like tons of more people who have to go through the same place.
Gotcha.
But still, I think we're going to early vote tomorrow. If it's still available. I think voting day is next week, right? Next Tuesday.
Yes, I think it is. It is next Tuesday because I keep saying these things about Tuesday might be a rough day for some people. But isn't it going to be like Wednesday is going to be a rough day for some people? I guess Tuesday night. But I don't think we're really going to know. Are we going to know? What's going to happen? Also, I can't wait till
what's going to happen?
I don't know. I just can't wait till the ads are done. I'm tired of political ads.
Oh, my God. I get so many texts from Kamala. She needs more money.
I still getting phone calls from Georgia. I haven't got any Texas calls.
Oh, yeah.
But from Georgia, they sure think I still can help there. But
yeah,
I can't.
Yeah, I feel like it's a critical election, as
yeah.
they all are, from now on for the rest of our lives. But, you know, Georgia might determine the outcome.
Yeah, I don't think
it might help determine the outcome.
That is true. I'm not sure that Texas is going to have a big help in it, but we'll try. We tried.
You're trying?
I'm trying. Got the yo vote.
Yo voto.
Yo voto.
I really don't even think that's actual Spanish, but
is it not? I don't know. That might not even be what it said. Because at first I was like, I thought it was saying like.
Are you sure you voted?
No, I don't know. It could have been a fever dream. First I thought it was like, yo, I voted. Like something like that. But I was just like, mm-hmm. yo, I thought it said yo vote. I don't know. I don't even know what I did with the sticker.
Vote. That means I voted, I think.
Yeah, it said.
With an accento?
With a what?
With an accent above
yes,
the E.
Yes, it had the accent above the E. Yo vote.
Yeah. Vote means I voted. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I did it. I had a good day. I woke up in the morning. I did something productive. Then I had my peer support group. Then I went and got shot in the face. Not really shot in the face. I shouldn't say that. I got shots in my face. And then I voted. And then I went home and I was so tired. All I wanted to do yesterday was take a nap, right? I'm exhausted from school.
I feel that.
But I couldn't because I couldn't lie down. I had to stay upright.
Oh, yeah.
For 5 hours.
One of my kids had like a cough on Monday. So she was home all day. And I'm like, that really messes you up. Like when you don't get off to that good start, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like the week has to start right for it to be a productive week.
Yeah, I'm trying. I'm trying with school. I'm totally burned out. I have two papers due next week. So the smart thing would be to do one paper this week, one next week, because my other class, I still have a bunch of work that's coming up. But I'm halfway done with one paper. I guess I still have the rest of the week. I don't know. I took a midterm instead that's not due for a few weeks, but it was open. So I'm like, okay, well, it's one thing off my plate. It's due, I guess, week 5, week 4, and we're in week 2 when I took it. But I need a vacation.
This is your vacation?
No, I need a vacation. I need a vacation, and I would like to... I know he was just here a couple weeks ago, but I feel like I need more dick in my life.
You need what?
More dick in my life. I don't mean other dick. I just mean more.
Oh, right. You're not getting the right amount.
Right. I don't want random dick. But I would like some more. Especially right now. Because I just, like, I'm tired. I don't know. So I need someone to just throw me out the window. Or throw me around the room. I guess out the window would be really bad.
I don't know. I feel like I'm kind of scared of heights.
Are you?
That could be somebody's kink, though.
Yeah, no, I'm a little... So I have, like... Because I am a little scared of heights. I'm really scared of heights, and I'm afraid of, like, being on a balcony and the balcony breaks, you know, and you just fall by accident kind of thing. But I also want to have sex on a balcony. So, I don't know. I don't know which one I want more. I don't know if my fear would outweigh my desire. I guess you could have sex on the balcony floor. You don't have to be, like, on the... What's that called? The balcony cage? What's the thing that keeps you from falling off a balcony called? It's not a gate.
The banister, right?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I guess I don't have to be against the banister. I could be, like, on the floor. But that's also...
Yeah, but if you're not on the banister, what are you even doing? No, I'm
kidding. That's, yeah, I mean, true. But then I guess that makes it kind of exciting. Or what if you're on the banister, even if the banister doesn't break, and you're like, you're having sex on the balcony, and then like he kind of lifts you up, and then you go tumbling over. I mean, I guess it wouldn't be a bad way to like, but you should go out having fun.
I feel like there's a fine line between fun and terrified. But
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's the porn that you discover of your brother and your Well, I guess that's fine that you're into that. It's not hurting anyone.
That made me think about like if I found my sister's porn, what would it be? And I don't think there would be any.
I was gonna ask you, but I was like, you might not want to answer that.
No, I've been sitting here thinking about that. I'm like, huh? I wonder about my sister. I feel like hers would be a Bible reading. And I'm not sure.
What?
A Bible reading, a Bible study.
Ew.
I don't know that there'd actually be sex. I don't know. Like, I know she's had, like, she has 6 kids. Obviously, there's sex at some point. You know, she has kids. She has sex. I'm sure she has sex for fun. But I feel like she would think, because knowing who she is, I have a feeling she would think that porn is, you know, wrong and bad and evil. So either she secretly watches some really nasty stuff, which I don't think she does, or she watches like porn where the guy is shirtless. I don't know. Probably not. She probably doesn't. Her husband probably says you can only watch me. But I don't know. I don't think she watches porn. I wish she would.
You think she'd be better for it?
Yeah. I think she'd be a little chiller.
Do you think everybody should watch porn?
No, I think it's hard. Well, I think everybody should find something that excites them, whether it's books, porn, like something that gets your body and your brain going, you know, a little bit. I think it could be, you know, because people can overwatch porn or think like they learn if they were. But I think there is some good in watching like porn and And a lot of them are reading erotic books or, whatever the case may be. It goes back to like, God, I remember as a kid being so excited to find my dad's dirty magazines.
Yeah, but do you, I guess dirty magazines, that's different than finding someone's porn. I mean, I guess it's not, because like dirty magazines, you would have to choose which one to buy, but it would contain more than what you would jack off to,
Yeah.
apparently. Like,
Yeah, that's true. But
that's
because if you
not
think
like
about
apparently, that's, I guess maybe you could read it from cover to cover,
Yeah, no.
right?
I mean, I was there for the articles. No.
I've heard that.
I can't imagine reading it from cover to cover. But if you think about it like back then, if you wanted to watch porn, you had to go to like some kind of grimy store and get a video. And like we watched a lot of videos in my house, so like it had to be really be hidden because like I found everything. And my parents watched like spicy movies like that had a lot of sex in it. But I don't know that they watched porn. I mean, and they had like toys and things that I had found and like accoutrements like powder that you like put on somebody and lick off and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I don't know that they, because I think they thought that, or they would have been worried they kept their porn in the VCR, and I would have, whatever. But yeah, but I wonder if dirty magazines were bigger back then, because now you can just look online and you can find anything. But when there wasn't so much access, that dirty magazines were a bigger thing. Ooh, and I remember finding my best friend at the time. I would go to her house. And her cousin or stepsister, I can't remember how they were related, moved in, who was a lot older than us. And she had like a whole trunk full of dirty magazines and stuff. It's like the gold
I
mine.
kind of feel like that's different than finding somebody's porn, like on a USB drive or something. It's like
But I think about
that is just like
right, but
finding a generic
pre-USB
stash
drive.
of porn.
But pre-USB drive. This is like talking a long time ago when I was little. And we didn't have USB drives. I'm
Yeah,
old.
I know. I feel like it's not that personal
No,
to
it's not
find a
as
dirty
personal.
magazine.
No, because
It's
everybody got
like,
the same
oh, well,
magazines. But it
yeah,
was.
it's like, oh, sweet, porn. But it's like when you find somebody's curated porn collection, that's like,
Oh, yeah, no,
oh,
that's.
wow, I'm looking into your psyche
Oh yeah,
here.
definitely. Oh,
Like you
definitely.
nasty girl.
There definitely is a difference that way. But I still loved finding dirty magazines. Oh my God, it was like the best day ever when I'd find a new one in his pile.
Oh, yeah.
But no, but you're right. It wasn't like looking into. I didn't know what he like. It just naked girls. It wasn't even that exciting. Because there was no. You had to really use your imagination and then create your own story the way you liked it, or just read their thing, their bio. I liked reading their bio too. I liked learning about the naked girls.
You get horny about naked girls? Is
No,
that what
no,
you're
no. I
saying?
liked reading the bios.
Oh, right.
For the centerfold, it would be like, my favorite drink is a pina colada. When I like walks on the beach and dancing. I don't know what they were, but their bios were fantastic. That's how I tried to emulate what I wanted to be like. I want to like that too, because that hot ass girl in Playboy likes it. No, but you're right. Get finding someone's porn, and now I'm like we're thinking way too much about it. Like, what kind of porn does my dad watch?
Yeah, I do remember one time my mom found the internet history of the family computer browser, and there was like porn on it, and she immediately went to me, and I was like immediately like, oh no, this is not my porn. But I took credit for it because I was like,
That must be
that would
dad's porn.
be pretty embarrassing for who's ever porn this is. And then I made sure to like teach my dad how to delete history.
Oh, nice. That was smart. You were such a nice kid.
I feel like that was probably probably the nicest thing I've ever done in my entire life.
That really was really nice.
Yeah.
What a sweet... And to take the... Did you get in trouble for it or, like, get a talking to? Like, don't watch porn on the
screen. Yeah. Yeah, it was like... my mom was like, I can't believe you watched this porn. I'm like, well, whatever. It's fantasy.
I wonder if she still knows it wasn't... I wonder if she ever realized it wasn't you.
It doesn't matter. Like, I don't care.
No, it doesn't. I'm just curious. But yeah,
I was young and in college, and I had plenty of other good stuff going on.
Yeah, yeah. Not, but I'm curious if my dad sits and watches porn when he's home by himself a lot. Now that's gonna take. Now I can't get any work today because that's gonna be on my brain all day. And I look at. Sometimes you ever like look at people that you know, and you're like, I wonder what kind of porn they watch. Or is that just my brain? Or I wonder what kind of, you know. Yeah.
I think it does say a lot about a person. But, like, we were talking about the, you know, the magazines. And I wonder if that's even... I wonder if that's even revealing about a person.
No. You know what I'm saying? I don't think so, because... You only had, like, especially, like, you had options. You could buy Hustler. I think we had it both. Like, Hustler or Playboy. Then there was, like, Playgirl. Then there was, like, Big Boobs. There wasn't, like, your fantasy out there. You just bought a magazine to, like, have a magazine to jerk off to. Shit, people were jerking off to, like, JCPenney's magazine. Like, you know, magazines. Swimsuit models. Like, you could.
I think these days, like, if somebody, like, has... magazines, you're like, oh, that's a choice. Like, oh, you're into like magazines.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's anybody with a subscription to Hustler. Like, that would be wild.
Yeah.
Like a 20 something year old with a Hustler subscription. Yeah. I'd be like, wow.
And
a long conversation.
Right? Because you could probably also get it online now, right? Like, I don't know. I'm assuming you can watch, you know, and you can just watch porn.
The New York Times app of porn,
but no, sure, but then they still get the paper version because it's really the paper, the touch of the paper that turns them on with a naked person on it.
Bro, I think that is wild.
And then they jerk off onto the paper.
I mean, there's definitely that person.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've been to porn websites before where it's like, open this in the app.
Yeah.
Or like, sign in with Google. And I'm like, no.
No.
No, thank you. Like, do not.
No, do not do that. And you can't, yeah. And then, also, I remember how they used to, like, you know, when you would get the magazines in the mail, they'd be, like, covered up so you couldn't see what it was exactly. But everybody knew. If it was a covered up magazine, you knew it was a dirty magazine. So does that still happen? And now, or now is it just like, you know what? 2024, if you're getting Hustler in the mail, does Hustler even, I wonder if Hustler even makes a print version still.
I don't know if we're just, yeah, what are we even talking about? Because this might not even be a thing you could have ever done. Could you have ever got Hustler delivered to your door?
Yes. About a long time ago.
Yes.
I think so. I know Playboy you did. I feel like Hustler was too.
Well, that is pretty cool for whatever dad was doing that.
My dad.
Getting Hustler delivered here.
I don't remember. I know. I mean, like I said, I think Hustler, but I know for sure Playboy.
That's pretty cool, Dad.
Yeah. Thanks, Dad. Did you know that Larry Flint used to send a monthly copy of Hustler to every congressional office since 1983?
No, I didn't know that.
Hustler, you know how much a prescription, you know how much a subscription to Hustler is?
I bet it's expensive.
Yeah, it's like $100. I mean, that's not
yearly?
Like... Yeah.
That's less than the New York Times, then.
That's if you subscribe and pay ahead for a year. Otherwise, it's $16 a copy.
Wow.
So I guess it still does exist, and I don't know if this is the newest one, but the title was something like 17 Bushy Muffs. So get yours. And apparently,
I'm not going to.
Hustlers.
I'm just like, that porn is so commodified now that all you have to do is watch part of a video.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't even have to watch a full video these days. And then it's like, I don't know. I think I remember there was a time where you would even save porn to your computer.
Yep.
No, not anymore.
No,
don't do that. Just go online, stream it.
Yep, and then delete your history.
That's what they invented. They invented private browsing for porn.
Yep, you can also go. Yep, you can also use your ghost mode section of your computer. No one needs.
Not that you won't be tracked. I feel like you can. You'll still be tracked.
Right, maybe. But.
But yeah. Like, at least your family doesn't have to like.
Right.
Look into your porn.
And mine, I have like one of my bootleg apps. Or one of my, I may have paid for this bootleg app, I can't remember. It has a huge ass porn section. So, I don't even have to go on my computer. I get it on my TV. Anyway.
You get it on your TV?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yep. Yep, for free, man. All porn from all over the world. Anywho, you got any good porn coming up? No, do you have anything fresh and new coming up for podcasting? Or anything? I know you got your half marathon this weekend, which I can't wait to hear all about. That'll be exciting.
Oh, yeah. Got a half marathon. I haven't any info about podcasting right now. But
okay. And we didn't get we'll have to talk about it next time. But I want to hear more about the Wild Rumpus. So if we can try and remember to talk Wild Rumpus.
Oh, yeah.
That would be fantastic. And y'all, keep your questions coming. Keep your thoughts coming. Thoughts and prayers. Happy Halloween.
Go vote.
Go vote. So then you can say, yo, vote day. Because it's fun. So go vote. Go do the good things. Happy Halloween. Until next time, peace out.